I'm Anjui James Soyes with JIS Evening News for Thursday, December 14. Coming up, Global Resilience Center to be established in Jamaica, Constant Spring Market to be sold, and steps taken to tackle frosty pod rot disease. The news in detail after the break.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm, email info@childprotection.gov.jm, or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
Now the news. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett is reporting that a Global Resilience Center will be established in Jamaica. Minister Bartlett says the center aims to strengthen the capacity of tourism-dependent countries to respond to global disruptions. This, he says, was one of the key elements of the Declaration of Montego Bay signed at the recent UNWTO conference.
Now the Caribbean and Jamaica will be the center of an international resilience center that will have the attention of the world focusing on us to provide intelligence information and communication support, as well as technical information to guide in how pandemics, epidemics, earthquakes, other such disruptions are dealt with and treated with.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at a press conference in New Kingston earlier this week. Discussions are underway with the University of the West Indies with a view to the Global Resilience Center being established on its Mona campus. The tourism minister says 18 institutions have so far pledged their support for the center. The Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation, KSAMC, is to enter into negotiations with the National Land Agency, NLA, for the sale of the Constant Spring Market. This to facilitate the expansion of the Constant Spring Road corridor in that vicinity. A resolution giving effect to the proposal was approved by the corporation at its December 12 meeting held in the council chamber in downtown Kingston. The expansion of the roadway is expected to lead to a reduction in travel time for motorists, among other benefits. The government will spend approximately $2.4 billion to widen and improve Constant Spring Road under the Major Infrastructure Development Program. The works will include widening of the road from 2 to 4 lanes, improved traffic management, and the construction of 2 additional bus bays at the transportation terminal in Manor Park. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is taking steps to curtail the spread of the frosty pod rot disease currently affecting cocoa crops on the island. Among the measures taken was the reinstitution of the plant quarantine frosty pod rot cocoa order 2017, which has declared an outbreak in the parishes of Clarendon, St. Andrew, St. Catherine and St. Mary. The order came into effect on December 13. As a result, cocoa pods, plants, seedlings, cuttings, plant products, plant-related materials or related articles should not be moved or dispatched into any section of the island. Portfolio Minister Carl Samuda says the situation is being monitored and public awareness will be heightened as part of mitigation efforts.
A more aggressive set of actions be taken in stripping, pruning and spraying of trees and cutting back in a very dramatic way.
The ministry is asking members of the public who know or suspect the existence of frosty pod rot on the island to inform the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch, the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, the Boulders Research Station, or the Cocoa Industry Board immediately. And Labour Minister Shaheeni Robinson says greater effort must be made to equip Jamaica's workforce with the skills needed for the modern workplace. Ms. Robinson says, according to the 2017 Labour Market Study, the greatest challenge facing the labour sector is the need to close the skills gap, which has left most workers ill-equipped to carry out the tasks required by employers. The skills gap, the minister says, manifests itself in a number of ways, including underemployment, issues relating to job experience of workers or job applicants, a lack of soft skills inclusive of behavioural and customer service skills.
Unless we can find solutions to the issues facing us, then our efforts to bring about change and development will be futile. Our ambition to attract investors and to provide them with trained workers will not be realized.
Minister Robinson was speaking at yesterday's Labour Market Forum held at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.